This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are parts of this economy, big parts of this economy, actually, that are being shut down because they have to. There are, though, some parts that aren't being shut down because basically they don't have to, but also because fundamentally they've got schedules. We are talking book publishing in particular right now, and even though some people might have extra reading time on their hands, it can be tricky to get a hold of actual physical books between closed retailers and Amazon delays, right? So we got Rachel Diehl on the phone. She is the news director at Publishers Weekly. We got her on the phone to talk publishing in this coronavirus economy. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So is there a calendar question to be asked here? And look, I will fess up at the beginning that this is a naive question, but couldn't publishing just put its calendar on hold for 2.5 months? And then when finally we can all come out of quarantine, that's when you guys get back into action, you know?
Right. I mean, it's a nice thought. The reality of the situation
She says very gently. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no. It is. And I think, you know, for books that are publishing now, if your publisher pushes that book to the fall, you know, the fall is historically when the publishers release their biggest titles. That means you're going to be competing for attention and airtime with some of the biggest books that are going to publish all year. So as bad as it is right now, I mean, will that be better for you?
Right. We should remember here, too, that there's an entire ecosystem built around the pub date, right? You've got author book tours and you've got literary conferences.
Exactly.
And yeah, so there's that whole thing as well.
Yeah. And I mean, look, it sucks right now. I mean, there's no way of putting it. You know, all in-person events are canceled. Tours are canceled. You know, everything sort of, they're moving to digital events. They're also trying to innovate. And so, you know, let's say you have a novel coming out. You might be able to do an op-ed about what it's like to publish a novel during the coronavirus, mm-hmm. even if it mm-hmm. has nothing to do with a pandemic or, you know, anything that's kind of right. sucking up all the airtime right now.
So big picture then, right? Publishers have their problems. Authors certainly have their problems. What's the worry, or what are you hearing from independent and smaller and maybe even larger booksellers about the lasting effect of this thing? Because you could see Amazon gobbling up whatever market share it hasn't gobbled up yet, and independent booksellers and maybe bigger ones too, just fundamentally going out of business in 2 to 3 months if this lasts.
Right. I mean, that is the existential threat. I mean, look, if a lot of independent booksellers go out of business, which, you know, it's, again, I mean, we'll see what this stimulus package can provide. And then the big, big concern is how, if Barnes & Noble can weather this storm, because they're the biggest stopgap against Amazon. And then I think people always think of publishing in terms of the big corporate publishers, the big five. But the reality is the industry, significant cornerstone of the industry, you know, from independent booksellers to small and independent publishers, and they're really important. And so, you know, if you lose a lot of small publishers, it means there are that many fewer places publishing books. And that's really bad for authors. And I mean, I think it's bad for readers.
Rachel Diehl, she's at Publishers Weekly. Rachel, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.